Well, things are not looking good for the Big 12 with this week's NFL draft right around the corner, but that's okay. It really is. Anyone who is trying to convince you that the Big 12 having a bad first round of the NFL draft this week somehow implies the conference is toast is just trying to feed you propaganda. That's it. That's all it is. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is how and where you find us. Covering the Big 12 Conference. Thanks for being here. As always, hit that subscribe button right below the video if you're on YouTube. And if you are on the podcast, can you help us get to 800 ratings and reviews? What do you say? Before Memorial Day, we've got like 752 right now. So just hit that five-star rating and review. We'd so appreciate you taking 30 seconds out to do that. So I've been looking through mock drafts. I'm here in Kansas City. I want to see what the Chiefs are going to do at 32. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. I'm here to talk to you about the fact that every single Big 12 or NFL mock draft I've been through has no future Big 12 player in it. So exclude Oklahoma and Texas. And I have not seen, you can point me to one if you have, but I have not seen a mock draft that has a Big 12 player from one of the 16 Big 12 teams that will be playing in this conference coming up in the fall. And you know what that means. I'm not going to list all those teams. But basically the four incoming schools, the Arizonas, Utah, and Colorado, and then of course the previous 12 teams removing Oklahoma and Texas. I have not seen anything. Now I've seen Jordan Morgan, who is an offensive tackle from Arizona, be near the top of the second round. I've seen that. But that's the only guy from the 16 teams that are going to be in the Big 12 next year that I have seen even close to being a first-round draft pick this week. Now, listen, I don't think it's a huge deal because last year you had six Big 12 players go in the first round. And it's not like it was all OU and Texas guys. You had Texas Tech's Tyree Wilson off the edge, come off the board, not number one, but first in the Big 12, top 10 pick. Bijan Robinson out of Texas, Iowa State's Will McDonald, TCU's Quentin Johnston, Oklahoma's Anton Harrison, and Kansas State's Felix Anundike Uzoma. All went in the first round, one OU guy, one Texas guy, and then, of course, Tech, Iowa State, TCU, and Kansas State all covered. So last year was a very good draft for the Big 12. Especially when you factor in only having 10 teams before the expansion, getting six first-round draft picks pretty damn good. That's not looking like it's going to be the case this year for the Big 12. So what does that mean? Well, I think it just means that it's an off year. That's all it means to me. I think it means that, frankly, there's a lot of talent coming back in this conference, and you're going to see, I believe, a bunch of Big 12 guys become first-round picks in 2025, but they're guys who are either not quite ready for that, they're coming back for one more year, do some NIL, make some money, whatever it might be. There's a plethora of reasons guys might decide in this environment to come back or stay an extra year in college. I mean, if you're like, hey, I might be a mid-round pick, but I can come back to college, right? I can make, fill in the blank, $150,000, $250,000, $500,000, and then try to increase my draft stock to get to the point of being a first-round pick, why wouldn't I do that? A lot of guys are probably thinking that way. And with the Big 12 realistically having and being more developmental programs at this point, it makes sense that in the Big 12 you would have more of that. Now, it also could end up happening, and I hate to say this, but you could end up in scenarios where the best Big 12 players decide they're going to leave for NIL money in the SEC or the Big 10. That's not impossible. I don't think it's likely. I don't think it's happening tomorrow. But it's certainly not impossible that that potentially plays out in a way that hurts the Big 12 and makes it look like the Big 12 doesn't have a lot of draft picks or fewer draft picks when there's a possibility that those draft picks really are just guys who used to play in the Big 12 and then went and took a year or two in the SEC. That's not happening in mass this year, but I'm just noting that could be a problem for the conference in the years ahead. But I went back and I looked at this because I wanted to actually stack up the numbers and say, okay, for anyone who's going to throw out the theory and throw out the idea that the Big 12, which is probably not going to have a great NFL draft this year, certainly looks like it'll have a dud of a first round of the NFL draft. What does that really mean? Does that mean the programs are not capable of getting the playoffs and winning national championships? Not really. Not really at all. I mean, I looked at some of the top NFL draft picks of the century, who's had the draft picks, and here are the teams at the top. Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Georgia. Top four right there. That makes sense, right? You look at that stack, look at those teams, they've won national championships every single year, they're in the mix. That makes sense. After that, though, you've got Florida. So Florida's a great example of a team that produces NFL talent, but has not really been, when you stack it up, national caliber when you talk about national championships in a decade and a half, right? You got to go back, but think about it. I mean, outside of the Urban Meyer era, which obviously was amazing, you look at this program the last bunch of years. I mean, they finished first in the SEC East a couple of times, but finishing first in the SEC East until Georgia came around wasn't all that impressive. It was not impressive when Jim McElwain was finishing first in the SEC East. It just wasn't. When Will Muschamp did it once during his tenure. You go back a decade and a half to when this team was actually relevant, competing for natties, and it's like, okay, well, they're fifth in the last 20-plus years in NFL draft picks. Well, that tells me the program has woefully underachieved at Florida. That's what I'm seeing. After that, when you look at the top draft picks this century by team, Miami. I mean, Miami's been irrelevant. You got to go back to Larry freaking Coker, right? For the last time Miami was in the mix for anything. So they're in a similar boat to Florida. Then you go USC. Hit or miss? I mean, I would argue USC is kind of in a similar position. Now, Lincoln Riley might bring them back, right? I mean, you know, that's what obviously they're hoping. But at the same time, you want to look to the Pete Carroll era? That was a long time ago at USC, okay? Lane Kiffin had a moment. Clay Helton had a good year or two. But let's call it like it is. USC, mostly irrelevant for the better part of 15 years. But they're in the top 10 for NFL draft picks. Florida State, okay, they've got a natty under their belt. But once again, last year was great, but they're not always at the top like an Ohio State or a Georgia. Michigan at 10 finally got over the hump, won that natty last year. Notre Dame at 11. Penn State's at 12. Wisconsin at 13. Clemson at 14. Tennessee 15. So you're kind of getting into these teams that have had solid, they feel like they're always top 15-ish programs, but they're not competing for national championships year in, year out. Iowa is tied for 17th in NFL draft picks. This article is written by 247 Sports. It's about a year, but you get the point. This is number of NFL draft picks from 2000 on. Iowa is in the top 17. So once again, what's that say? I mean, okay, Iowa's never really been a team where you've said, wow, they've got playoff aspirations. They've got national championship aspirations. You've never said that. So this doesn't bother me. Well, when you actually break the numbers down and you look at it, it's not a big deal. Now, of course, you want more NFL draft picks, but you cannot look at a team. You can't look at a conference and define them by how many NFL draft picks they've had. Because you know who else is near the top of that list, right? I mean, I didn't even mention them, but you know and I know exactly who I'm talking about. If you're a Big 12 fan, the Longhorns. The Texas Longhorns. They're 20th when it comes to NFL draft picks since the year 2000. What has that done for Texas the last 15 years? Nothing. Zero. Okay? So don't tell me that NFL draft picks define success at the college level on the field. It doesn't. And that's just a reality. So I'm not going to sit here and let the Big 12 get beat up on this week if the league gets shut out in the first round. It's just going to be, I don't want to call it bad luck, but it's just not going to be their year. And considering last year was really good, that's just how it goes sometimes. Now, when you look at the Big 12 players, former Big 12 players who are getting potentially looked at in the first round, there is a good list. You got a couple of Texas guys who are going to get some attention. Byron Murphy, big boy in the middle at DT. You've got Adonai Mitchell at wide receiver, Xavier Worthy at wide receiver, and Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, the offensive lineman. Those are the four Big 12 names to watch this week. Now, they're former Big 12 names, but they played in the Big 12, so we'll count them. But guys tied to the Big 12 who are likely to hear their names called on Thursday night in Detroit for the NFL draft. And listen, when it comes to these young men, we're rooting for all of them, but obviously we're pulling for our Big 12 guys first and foremost. But you probably are going to have to wait to hear any future Big 12 names, like the 16 teams that are going to be in the Big 12, hear their names called. Who is likely to be off the board early? Well, if you're a Big 12 fan, you probably don't know this guy, but Jordan Morgan, who I mentioned earlier, offensive tackle from Arizona, is going to be up there. Potentially sneaks into the first round, but I'm seeing more of the high second round for him. Then you've got Cooper Beebe. Somebody is going to get an absolute steal with Kansas State offensive guard Cooper Beebe. This guy is going to be your starter at the guard position for a decade, the moment after you draft him. And I know guards typically don't go in the first round, but man, if you're sitting there late first round, and obviously if you're sitting there late first round, it means you've got a pretty good team or you've traded down. If you want a guy who is going to be there for you for the next 10 years at the guard position, Cooper Beebe from Kansas State is your guy. And I'm seeing a lot of mock drafts having him back half of the second round. And if that happens, somebody is getting an absolute steal with Cooper Beebe. Who else do we have here? Houston's offensive tackle Patrick Paul is getting some second-round love. You've got TCU's Brandon Coleman as well, and potentially some other guys in the mix out of the Big 12 could end up going in that second-round slot. But it's not that prototypical Big 12 year where you've got wide receivers off the board left and right. That's just not what the league was this past season. It's not. Now, TJ Tampa, where does he end up? Iowa State, I've seen a lot of questions about him. I'm seeing more third round. I know he's one of the top cornerbacks. He's got great length, by the way, great size for that position. But I have not seen him necessarily going all that high. I don't know what it is guys aren't necessarily liking about him, but the highest I've seen him is somewhere in the second round, which, you know, is great. If he's a second round pick, please, by all means, grab him there. That will be well deserving for him, but I'm not seeing much higher than that for TJ Tampa. So if you're a Big 12 fan, just temper your expectations this week, but do not let anybody tell you that this somehow implies the Big 12 is not up for the task. The Big 12 is going to be a no good conference. The Big 12 is going to be the third best conference in America in college football once all this realignment's done. I will fully admit the SEC and the Big 10 will be 1-2. But after that, Pac-12's dead. ACC is floundering. The Big 12 is there. Depth, quality, not the blue blood, I'll give you that. But when you talk entertainment, when you talk quality of play, when you talk depth of teams and programs in this conference, the Big 12, I would stack it up every single day against the ACC and feel good about it right now. And every Big 12 fan should as well. So it will be the two power twos, if you want to call them that, but it will be the Big 12 at number three when the dust settles with all this craziness. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. It is great to have you here. We are taking your comments as well as we roll through the YouTube show and on the podcast. Let's see what you've guys got here. Pete, Michael Penix seems injury prone. Listen, I think the quarterbacks in general And I just say this, I'm not some draft guru. I'm a guy who covers the Big 12, who loves the Big 12, and also watches a lot of college football. I don't think any of these quarterbacks are a slam dunk. It looks like four of them might go in the top five picks. We all know Caleb Williams is going to the Bears. Jaden Daniels out of LSU looks like he's going to the Commanders. J.J. McCarthy is working himself up into a top five pick. I can't figure that one out for the life of me. I know he won a national championship, but put J.J. McCarthy on a Big 12 team, and he probably goes 8-4. Now, listen, Patrick Mahomes went, what, 5-7 his last year at Texas Tech? So I'm not saying the record matters, but J.J. McCarthy's not the guy that lifts everybody else around him. I don't see that it factor with J.J. McCarthy. But once again, I'm just a guy who watches college football, and I watched a lot because Michigan was so good of J.J. McCarthy, and I don't get it. I genuinely don't get it. And Drake May as well. I don't see it. I know that you can't win in this league unless you have the quarterback. So it's like, if I got a top five pick, you probably need a quarterback. You better go find one. You better hope it's in the NFL draft. But, I mean, drafting quarterbacks, man, that is just, it is a total crapshoot. Even the best of the best have to admit it's somewhat luck. But, you know, if you're a Big 12 fan right now and you're watching, let's just call it like it is. Do you think that Caleb Williams is really going to be a rock star in the NFL? I have my doubts, especially in a place like Chicago. Caleb Williams came on the scene at Oklahoma. I will never forget his performance in that Red River game. It was tremendous. And there's no doubt the enthusiasm is there. The talent is there. He played under Lincoln Riley. But man, I still sit there and I say, is that my guy? Is that the guy that I want to be the face of the franchise, who can truly put any program and any team on his back? As someone who watched him at Oklahoma and then less so at USC, I saw less and less of that as his career went on. He did have some of that it factor at OU, the way the team just coalesced around him. But at the same time, you started to see kind of cracks in that the last couple of years at USC that made you less and less impressed. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not. And I know Chicago's desperate, and I'm not saying they should go in any other direction, because you take your chance with a guy like Caleb Williams and you hope it works out. But man, I'm not seeing it with any of these dudes. So you tell me if I'm wrong. I see Alan writes, Petey's not going to carry Chicago. No, he is not going to carry Chicago. There's no way. I think they're going to be pretty disappointed once they get in there and they're like, okay, is this guy going to be the guy when it's Chicago weather, 40-degree winds coming off the lake? You know, you got an NFC North matchup against the Packers on a Sunday night. You might be in the mix back half of the season. How you feeling about that with Caleb Williams? I'm not feeling good. I can promise you that. I am not feeling good. But listen, we'll have to wait to see how it plays out as the week progresses. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Before I let you go, I do want to note the big news here. Sunday night, Baylor landing Duke guard Jeremy Roach in the transfer portal. This is the second top 10 portal addition that Baylor has gotten this offseason. They picked up the Tennessee big man as well. Now you get a guy who has been around the Duke program for 4 years, 106 games played, got better every season, and now he is running your backcourt at Baylor. The Big 12 basketball season, I know it's just a few weeks over, it is going to be unbelievable next year. When you talk about Baylor reloading, when you talk about KU reloading, when you talk about Houston bringing back almost everybody, and you bring in a school like Arizona, and we don't even know what some of the other teams are doing just yet, but that right there, Baylor, Kansas, Houston, Arizona is your top four. It is better than any top four in America in college basketball right now for next season, and Baylor is right in the thick of it. I can't wait. And I know it's a million years away, but I cannot wait. And that was some huge news on Sunday night. Just absolutely amazing. Thank you guys for being here. As always, we're going to have great content all off season long. If you are not on our message boards, join them. They're free. All right. It's a great way to interact with me and other Big 12 fans. I've got, and I'm asking you, by the way, on the forums for some long weekend vacation advice for my young family. So if you're here in the Midwest, pop on the boards, talk sports, also talk other things like that that I ask of you guys on the message boards. Just click on the members forum tab at the top at heartlandcollegesports.com. Subscribe to the channel. And if you haven't yet on the podcast, leave that 5-star rating and review. We got about 752. Let's get to 800 by Memorial Day. It takes 30 seconds and it helps this show grow tremendously. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon at heartlandcollegesports.com. I'm Pete Mundo. Go Big 12.